Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Rain, windy later, temperatures dropping.
Hey, show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today. Seth Joyner will join us later in the show, about an hour from now. Elliot Shore Parks. We will carry the Nick Sirianni press conference today around 12:15. And, of course, at some point, we got to find out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking, plus some Phillies rumors and some lies I heard yesterday at the winter meetings. All that to come. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know, every now and then, it's not so cool to be so gossipy. Just saying. It's not so cool to be gossipy all the time.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just saying. Here? Do I work here?
Sometimes all we do is gossip.
I do tend to forget where I work.
Yeah, you can't forget that. And this week, hopefully the Eagles don't forget who they are, which is an 11-2 football team. Hugh, there's so much going on here. Sirianni will speak today. At 12:15, we'll carry that live. But obviously, the biggest story is the story that's not on the field, and it's the quarterback, and it's the wide receiver, and their relationship, and now the locker room stuff. And we know what happened with Brandon Graham on Monday, and we spoke all about it yesterday. But Hugh, I was thinking about it today. Like, now what? Right? How do they move this forward? How do they fix this thing? And the more I think about this, the more I'm putting this on Nick Sirianni. Not that this is his fault. I'm not blaming Sirianni for anything. I mean, these are two grown men that have, for some reason, had some sort of issue that's cropped up, and obviously they can't get past it right now, and Brandon Graham speaking on that. But Hugh, now, starting today, they're back in the building for work, prepping
back
for the Steelers.
Back in the building, getting ready for a game.
Big game.
Was it the battle for Pennsylvania?
Yes.
The Pennsylvania championship? That's what Coach Tomlin called it yesterday.
State title? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Pennsylvania championship.
It's state title weekend. It's a big game, and the Eagles obviously still have everything in front of them. And the more I think about this situation, I'm putting this on Nick Sirianni to mend this fence, to figure it out, to be the culture guy. Like Sirianni, whenever anyone tells me, Joe, you're too hard on him, he's a good coach, you know, let him be. Everyone points back to the culture that he's established here, the winning they do under Nick Sirianni. Well, last year, the season was derailed in part because it seemed like there was stuff under the surface, whether it was him and the quarterback, or was the coordinator, or was AJ, I don't know. But there was stuff going on. They fired a coordinator in December, and it all fell apart. And all right, we forgave them for that, and they're better this year. Well, they have a better team this year, and they can't let this thing fall apart again. And Nick Sirianni can't let 2023 happen all over again. He's got to make sure that he gets these two guys on the same page. And I'm calling for Sirianni to do something that a coach that I believe is better than him couldn't do here in Philadelphia. I'm calling on Sirianni to do what Andy Reid couldn't. Mend the fence between the star quarterback and the star wide receiver. Andy's a great coach, one of the greatest coaches ever. Maybe he goes down as the greatest coach ever. Who knows? He couldn't fix Donovan and T.O. back in the day. I'm asking Sirianni to fix this. Get these two guys on the same page. I don't know if it's a meeting, if it's just a conversation. Get them on the same page. Hugh, what do you feel on this? Is this on Sirianni or is it on the players themselves to fix it?
It's on the players. And, you know, I have intimate knowledge of the T.O. Donovan thing.
You sure do.
I didn't need that. I didn't need that this morning. And I feel like there's a lot with that story because I heard people talking about it, and I heard Joe DeCamera talking about, you know, Trot and Doc couldn't fix it. There was a lot going on because at that time, it was a house divided. Just let me say that. It was a house divided. Yeah. It was a house divided, and there were different camps. There was the T.O. camp, and there was the Donovan camp. And I think for us at the time, we stuck our head in the sand for the most part. Well, I wasn't there, but I was not in the locker room because I was on the media side then. But there was a lot of, you know, people sticking their heads in the sand and not doing a whole lot or not speaking up or you know, it's a lot of people in silos. I feel like in this situation, it's on the players because – you know, they've seen what could potentially happen in situations like this. And I think they're, for the most part, I feel like they're a closer group. And I think that they need to fix it. It's out there now. And the two main players, the two main characters in this story, they are the ones that have to fix it. They are the ones that, when I think about what their brand has been, they both want to win. You talk about AJ being in Tennessee and having, you know, not the same kind of success that he's had here. You talk about Jalen and his climb, his meteoric climb from, you know, being drafted where he was drafted to becoming the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles and going to the Super Bowl and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's on those two players to keep their eyes on the prize. I said it yesterday, and I know I say a lot of joking things here, but I was real serious about sometimes you have to put your pride in your pocket and you have to do what's right. Like I told a story yesterday about, you know, me and Brian Mitchell. Brian Mitchell. And I was talking about how we had a little bit of a tete-a-tete. And I took it upon myself to apologize because the game was bigger than our petty squabble. And they have to look at it the same way. The game is bigger than a petty squabble. This is, I don't know what the issue is between these two guys, but at some point you were friends, more so than T.O. and Donovan. T.O. and Donovan still haven't meshed well since that day because they really weren't that good of friends.
Still nonsense.
They're still
going on.
Beefing. I mean, man, you know, still waters run deep, man. So I feel like these two guys, they have family history. This can be fixed. This can be fixed this weekend, but they have to be the ones to fix it because they're, to be honest, at the end of the day, from what I'm hearing, they're the only two ones that they're the only two guys that know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, well, you're right on that. 215-592-9494. Who is this on to fix? Is this on Nick Sirianni to get these two guys on the same page, or is it on them? I'll use a analogy here. I always feel like as a parent, sometimes your kids fight, right? And as they get older, they're going to have to figure it out and you know, be cordial and kind to each other and fix things. But, like, they're still young, my kids. And the way I view these players is they're still young. Like, Sirianni's the adult in the room. He's got to be the adult in the room, get them together, and help them find some common ground here. You know, in the beginning of the season, we've heard a lot about that meeting between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. They spoke at the bye. And it seemed like, and we don't know what was said, but from the way I kind of guess, it seemed like Nick told him, hey, this is the way I think we need to play to win. And Jalen got on board with it, right? You know, in so many ways said, we're going to be more of a running team. We're going to throw it less. And Jalen checked his ego at the door, and it seems like he's been fine with it. Maybe it's time for him to sit down with AJ. The same way he sat down with Jalen and said, listen, I know you want the ball. I know that we all know the pass game's struggling. We're trying to get you the football. We're trying to get better. But this is our best path to winning right now. It's not going to be as pretty as you want. Your targets are going to be down. You got to get on board. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni, what he said yesterday on With the Morning Show, what he sees right now inside the building that maybe we can't.
All I can judge things on is what I see on a daily basis. When I see, you know, AJ and Jalen communicating about the game plan, eating lunch together every single day, praying with each other before the game. There's going to be speculation, and I get it, rightfully so, based on what's happened the last couple of days. But all you can do is judge what you see. I have more information. I see them every single day. I see what's going on in the building. And so you just have to, like, to me, you know, we know what there's going to be noise, and I obviously get it, you know, just based off of what's happened here in the last couple of days. But I go on my daily relationships with these guys, with myself. I go on the daily relationships that I see every single day that these guys spend 7 hours. Like, you guys get to see 3 hours of it every day, mm-hmm. and then a little bit after, or pardon me, every week and a little bit. I get to see 7 or 8 hours of it every day.
Well, then you should have intimate knowledge on how to fix it. Sirianni's saying he's got the background info. He's with these guys every day. And, like, all right, then what does he see? Is this going to be more like 2022 where they rallied after a December lull? Or last year when things got ugly and then it fell apart? Here's Sirianni yesterday.
And then I can say this, like, every week after a game, we put up, I think it's one thing that I felt, okay, if you want to go back to last year, I felt like there wasn't joy sometimes after wins. And so one thing we talk about is just being able to celebrate together and how important that is. And so what we do is every Monday after the game, we show, you know, our celebrations together, right? After big plays and kind of a montage of that. And I see so much joy from this team. And there's, you know, we can say, hey, there's 23 if with based off what happened the last couple of days. Hey, oh man, there's a little 2023 vibes. I see a lot of 2022 vibes.
Well, Nick's I hope he's right, because 2022 ended with a trip to Glendale in the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Look, I think as a team, as players, as a group, they're closer to 22. It's a really good team. It's a team that has a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. I didn't feel that last year, but vibes-wise, locker room-wise, I don't know. There's some 23 stuff coming out right now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Who is it on a fix? Is Sirianni or the players? Kyle, where do you come down as Nick Sirianni has to try to go back in there today and get everyone on the same page?
Allow me to quote a really wise man, Jack Del Rio, about Nick Sirianni.
I mean, what are we paying for?
This is Nick Sirianni's, this is supposed to be his bread and butter.
Yep.
You're not X's and O's guy. You're a culture guy. You're a player's coach. You're supposed to be the guy that gets the team to rally behind you. So if Nick Sirianni can't fix this, then I'm forced to ask the question, what does he actually do here? This is a critical juncture in Nick Sirianni's career as the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, and also for Kyle Quinn being a Nick Sirianni guy.
Wow.
If Nick Sirianni...
Kyle has an agenda this morning.
Well, if Nick Sirianni can't fix this, then my whole argument's cut out from the legs. Nick Sirianni, this is probably the most important week of Nick Sirianni's career. I get he played in the Super Bowl or had to prepare for a Super Bowl, but he wasn't going to be fired if he lost that.
Oh, he's going to get fired if he can't fix this?
Well, hold on.
Fix this season's going to the toilet.
Yeah,
and
I don't
yes,
think Kyle's
he's getting
crazy
fired.
On this. I don't think it's crazy. I mean,
that's strong.
Well, it's not strong. I think it's the reality.
Straight years, if
yeah.
Two straight collapses, and this time with a roster that's good enough to win the Super Bowl, why would
out.
They keep him?
He's gone.
I would say... Last year's collapse, the defense was kind of suspect.
Right, and this one, there's no area
excuse.
Of the team. Like, they're not weak in terms of personnel anywhere.
Yeah.
Because you can no longer sit there and cite the record, the win percentage, all that stuff. The reality is that with a loaded roster, they've collapsed 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And didn't meet expectations. He's out if this thing puts their season in the drain.
And they kept him through a collapse last year with the idea that maybe next time he'd learn from it. He's got to figure this out. Like, Sirianni's got to get these two guys on the same page. He sat down with Jalen in September. Sit down with AJ today. And I know we're talking about, like, meetings and who sits with who and how they address the team. We'll figure all that out. But get AJ and Jalen on the same page. 215-592-9494. Who is it? Who is it on to fix this? Is this on Nick Sirianni or is it on the players specifically and obviously Jalen and AJ to get back on the same page? Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's
hump
up, buddy?
Day.
What's going on, fellas? God, man. You guys are attacking Nick.
Attacking Nick? Go ahead.
Nick is a clown. Nick needs to fix this, guys. All right, listen. Howie had his chance. Howie had the chance to sit down and use the power of the check and tell AJ, y'all need to resolve this or whatever. Or maybe he did, and maybe AJ flat lied to him. But the problem is he gave him the money. He gave Jalen the money. So the players got the money, Hugh, and you know how that works. Howie ain't got no teeth now, okay? Now, maybe he could threaten to trade them and all that. They don't care. They got paid, right? It's Nick. Joe, you said this. Nick needs to fix this. Nick, the problem with Nick is Nick's a fluff guy. Nick could rah-rah the guys and hype them up and pump them up, but Nick can't put the boot to ass to fix the problem. He doesn't have that in him, and that is the problem what we're seeing here, and I don't care because if he did, if I was Nick Sirianni, I would call the two of them into my office. And I would say, you're not leaving this room until we fix this. Say what you all need to say to each other, vent it out, and if we all need to go into a boxing ring after here and do what we need to do, this needs to end today and right now. That's what needs to happen. But it's not going to because, again, I don't think he has the teeth. He can rah-rah the guy. He could bring them together. He doesn't have the teeth, and that's why we're seeing this happen. Again, guys, it is deja vu. It is week 13 all over again. We got Pittsburgh coming to town, and I feel like we're going to get our tail kicked between our legs. And my only saving grace of all of this is if that is what happens and we squander away this golden opportunity, you know what, Nick? you better go Brittany this week, okay? Because you are on the hot seat again, my friend, and that hot seat has gotten even hotter than you thought it was earlier in the year. Because if this thing keeps going the direction it's going to go and the wheels come off, guess what, boy? It's Backstreet Boys time for you. Bye-bye, Nick.
I knew that one. I knew that.
Bye-bye. Yeah. See you, Chris. We appreciate it. I mean, here's the bottom line. The Philadelphia Eagles have too good of a team to let this ruin a season. And there's one person that can help stop this, and that's Nick Sirianni. And I don't know if he can.
I don't think he can.
I go back to what Kyle said. What does he do here? He's the culture guy.
He's the culture setter, no question about it. But this is deeper than I feel like this potentially is deeper than what we know. What we're talking about. I think this feels like it might be a little bit beyond football, a little bit. And the reason why I say they have to fix it, because those are the only two people that actually know what's going on. Nick can tell them. Nick, you know what Nick's job is to do? It's to go in there and say, hey, man, the biggest obstacle that we have right now is ourselves, and we probably need to go out. And whatever you have going on, you guys need to fix it.
Yep.
And if Jalen and AJ are who I think they are, because I've said this before, I think Jalen is a phenomenal player. I think that he is different than any other quarterback that I've ever seen play the position as far as being an all-inclusive kind of guy, or at least he was. And AJ talks about how it was for him at Tennessee and how different it is being here in Philadelphia. If you're being truthful about both of those things, then you know how important this season is. You know how important it is to squash this. I didn't even go this far. You know how the media is. You know how it is in the media because you complained about it last year. Mm. You were vilified last year for some of the things that you felt were not fair towards you.
And by the way, after Sunday, he's got to drop that stuff. He brought all this up.
No, I'm not saying that. I know what you're saying.
I forgot about that until you brought it up. I'm like, wait a second. But he started this.
But you have a chance right now to change the narrative. You know how you change the narrative? Even if you don't really feel it, but if you go out there and if you, for 3 hours during the course of the day, go out there and play your game, man, and be a team player, this will all go away. You go out there and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend, guess what the story is going to be? You and Jalen right now control the narrative today. It starts today. It starts today when you sit in that press conference and you're not being passive aggressive and you say what needs to be said and not pick and choose your words very carefully. Just say how you feel, man. Hey, man, it's unfortunate that it happened the way that it happened, but we got a big game to play this weekend.
I agree.
That's all you got to do. If you kill, like, you can kill the story today. You can kill all this today. Go out there, man, and be a team player. And if it don't come your way, go out there and play with a smile on your face.
Well, that goes a long way. 215-592-9494. I'm going to frame it this way based on what I feel moving forward. If this doesn't get fixed, like if this thing falls apart, and in part because of their relationship, I think there's very little chance all three of these guys are back next year. The coach, the quarterback, and the receiver. You can't have a collapse last year with the three of their personalities as a big part of it. Run it back, collapse again, and then do it again.
Yeah, so, but who gonna go?
Well, I think the coach is the easiest one to go. Then obviously that would be a bigger debate between the quarterback and the wide receiver.
Can I tell you who I'd pick?
Well, go ahead.
Well, we already know.
Yeah, we know. You're picking the receiver.
I mean, it's the correct choice.
Well, it's hard to find the quarterback.
It's hard to find a receiver, man.
No, what? It's not easy to find an A.J. Brown.
No, but it's way easier to find
a Jalen Hurts than it is an A.J. Brown.
It's easy to find a receiver, man.
It's way harder to find a quarterback.
How about Nick Sirianni fixes this now so we don't have to do this the whole month of February? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Ran is in Winfield. Hey, Ran.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Ran?
It's an honor to be on with you, just what you did as an Eagle, first of all. Joe,
it's an honor to be on with you, Ran, and thank you for calling me.
What's up, Ran? What are you thinking?
Absolutely. First of all, this topic is bananas. I was telling Kyle that. This is not 2023. Stop it. It has zero to do with 23. Nothing, and I stress, nothing is similar from this to last year. Coordinators were trash. You had bubble screen after bubble screen after bubble screen. Your defense couldn't stop a runny nose. Like, come on. This year, we balling. We won. Okay, they got a little – we don't even know the intricacies. Someone said, I would sit them down and have a meeting. You don't know what Nick did already. You don't know.
No, Rand, you're right about that. We don't know. But if he hasn't, I think he should. Get ahead of this. And, Rand, let me – so I agree with you in a lot of ways. This is a better team. They're not as flimsy as last year's good record was, and then they fell apart last year. I don't think they're going to fall apart like last year again. But, Rand, there is a similarity. Last year they were winning in spite of the defense not really being any good, and then it got exposed. Rand, they're winning right now with one of the worst passing games in the NFL. Like, that's a problem, just like the defense was a problem last year, and we ignored it.
I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem.
Well, A.J. Brown does. A.J. Brown thinks it's a problem.
Well, the passing game could be improved. That's not what I mean. What I mean is when you compare it to last year you had fatal flaws. I don't think not passing in certain situations is a fatal flaw. You got to do it. You got to pick your poison. You want him to throw picks or not? We had to limit the picks. This is a result of that. You got 26 back there on an all-time year. We're talking possible all-time record-breaking running. You can't compare that to last year. So that is a byproduct. We're going to lean into that run. I personally, as an Eagles fan, love running the ball and smacking people in the mouth.
Me too, Rand. But we have the star receiver who's not happy within it. Like,
you don't have to deal with it.
Well, you're right. And the coach has got to get him on board, Rand. It's a good phone call, but the coach has got to make sure he's okay with it. And if we say... Look, last year I sat here through October, November, and I said this defense is not good enough. And everyone was mad at me because they were winning. Well, the passing game isn't good enough right now. It is a fatal flaw. It hasn't killed them yet. If it stays this way, it will kill them. All right, let me throw this number at you because I saw this yesterday. Over the last month, 41% of Jalen Hurts' dropbacks turn into sacks, scrambles, or throwaways. We're talking about nearly every other time he drops back. It's a sack, it's a scramble, or it's a throwaway. It's not sustainable. I mean, that's not passing offense.
Yeah, you got to get better at that. He got to see whatever it is. He's not seeing it better.
It's part of why I would say AJ's likely upset. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on this. Who is this on to fix? And there obviously is something to fix. I mean, you don't have a veteran of 15 years go on the radio on a Monday night for 20 minutes talking about his teammates if there's nothing to fix. There's something to fix here. There's something going on.
It's the meds, man. I'm trying to
tell you. I wonder what today's excuse is. Holidays, the meds. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Who has to take the initiative and fix this? Sirianni. Or is it on AJ and Jalen? This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. On the other side, your calls and a strong take from a former Eagle on this entire situation. You'll hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this, when maybe the passing game isn't everything we wanted it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly. So I don't know.
Not too much conversation. Well, maybe a culture-setting head coach can help facilitate some conversation. Figure it out, Nick. Do what Andy Reid couldn't. Get the quarterback and the receiver on the same page. 215-592-9490. Well, listen, I'm not. Andy tried. I'm sure he just couldn't do it. Maybe he could like put him this. You know, a few weeks ago, Kyle mentioned the idea of, like, they win the Super Bowl, is Nick the greatest Eagles coach ever? Like, maybe this is the one area he...
Defining moment.
This could be his defining moment. You know, around this time, 7 years ago, Doug Peterson had his defining moment. He got to the podium the day they announced that Carson Wentz was out for the season, and he made it clear they can win with Nick Foles. And then away they went. I thought that was Doug's defining moment. This could be Nick's. Like, figure this out. Get these two guys on the same page. 215-592-9494. Listen to this. Ryan Harris, former NFL offensive lineman. He was here for like 10 minutes in 2011. Mostly made a career with the Broncos. I think he was on those Super Bowl teams with Peyton Manning and those good teams they had in the early 2010s. Listen to Ryan Harris, the way he framed this situation and what it means about Sirianni.
This is the result of a coach that players do not have the most respect for. I mean, no one's going to take away what the Eagles have done. You mentioned their 11-2 record. But this is a team in the NFL that probably has the best leadership in terms of Jalen Hurts and other players. And what does it sound like if a player is calling out a coach in a post game, right? That's what it sounds like, right? Hey, we're not on the same page. And what that means is when we're calling the pass, how we're calling the pass. Are we calling on a 3rd and 9? Are we calling a pass play that has 3 routes breaking at 5 yards? We're not trying, boys. I mean, that's what that sounds like. So what you're hearing and what's happening at the Eagles, from my opinion on the outside looking in, are talented players who know their coaching staff are not making the right decisions, and everybody knows they're running out of time to get that fixed. Because once you get in the playoffs, I mean, you're going to start seeing thrown helmets and people grabbing each other if it doesn't get fixed.
Mm. Whew. That's strong. I mean, I hear what he's saying. At first, I was kind of like, But when he talked about the time is running out, that resonated with me, because that's the truth. We talk about it all. We got 4 games, and we still are. We went. You know what's funny about this and the timing of all of this? We went from last week with pundits on national television saying we are the best team in the NFL. And in 1 week, it went from that to, what was it, Why Eagles Why or whatever.
That was a good headline. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like Why Eagles Why. And now we're talking about potentially derailing. And then it's funny. And I'm not picking on any fan that's, you know, calls into the show where they say, why we make much ado about nothing? I mean, it's a lot going on here. I think it's fixable. And I think the biggest salve for this wound is fixing the passing game. And how do you do that, Joe? I'm not asking anybody to go out and change the formula that has put us in the position that we're in. Mm. But what I am asking is this. This is a twofold thing. Say if AJ and Jalen don't talk, if they keep it cordial all week long, you know how I fix this, Joe? Simple. Throw him the ball.
Force him
no,
the ball?
No, I didn't say. See, this
you,
is
if
where.
If you predetermine listen, it's going to him, it
no,
sounds like
no,
forcing.
Listen. A.J. Brown, I don't care what the pass call is. A.J. Brown should be the primary receiver on every pass play that's called in this offense.
Yeah, but if the
that's
defense takes away the primary, okay, you got to go to second.
Okay, if that's the case. But, okay, let me play devil's advocate. It looked like on that second play of the game in Carolina that A.J. Brown potentially was the primary receiver because he was running a go route, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the quarterback can't read the defense.
And he missed
or
him.
Didn't read the defense.
I don't know. I'm not making excuses for the quarterback because I don't know what he saw. I don't know what his field vision was. But I'm saying this. If I'm quarterbacking Hugh Douglas with his limited throwing ability – and his limited knowledge of being a quarterback, you know who I'm throwing the ball to?
AJ.
The open AJ Brown. That's my first read. That is, regardless of what play you call him, if I see AJ Brown, if he looked like he open, I'm throwing the ball to him.
So your solution is to appease the pouting receiver.
Listen. I am trying to get to Louisiana. If I make it a conscious effort to target AJ and give him balls, that the catchable balls, and let him work, how's that appeasing him? I'm giving him an opportunity to go out there and do his thing. And if he doesn't do it, then I got to go back to what I'm doing.
So you're saying this from Jalen's perspective, because they could call the play. If Jalen doesn't throw it, what are the coaches supposed to do?
Yeah, he got to throw it.
Well, like. So you're saying it's the two of them. Like, Jalen just throwing the ball.
It has to be. He got to get him the ball, man.
Yeah.
And they have to do it. And if that's the case, the offense has to be creating up. And I'm not saying do that to the detriment of the offense as a whole. But get him involved earlier in the game.
I got you. You're right. I mean, I think we all agree that AJ's first target.
That's an easy fix.
Yeah, his first target should not come with a minute left in the first half,
yes,
like it did this past Sunday. That I'm totally with you on. I just think it's got to start before then. Yes, yes, targeting him more could lead to him being a little more appeased. But I think it's got to start today. They're practicing
today.
Definitely
has to start today.
They're meeting today. Sirianni's got to get these two guys in a room and say, hey, we've got too much at stake here for this to become a wedge.
And you know how you fix that too?
How?
Listen, sometimes you got to put your pride in your pocket. And I don't care. This is one of those situations for me. I don't care who's wrong or who's right. If I'm the quarterback, because I am the leader, I am the face of the franchise, I would go to AJ and say, hey, gonna try to get you more involved this week.
Oh, you're gonna
listen.
Coward,
I am
a receiver.
Not, see, you're looking at it the wrong way. I'm looking at it like this. I am doing what I have to do as a leader. Sometimes, as a leader, you got to take a couple steps forward to move forward. I mean, a couple steps back to move forward.
I agree with you on that.
I'm not
okay, that's
up.
All right. It's all right.
But you know. What
I got
I'm
you.
Saying.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to, man.
I agree with that. But can't I make the argument Jalen's already done this? He is a $250 million quarterback, and I'm not trying to tell you guys he's playing like it, but that's what he is, right? And at the bye, he sat down with the head coach, and he, whatever word you want to use, agreed, accepted. I mean, the coach basically said you're going to be a game manager, and he hasn't pouted once. The receiver's now the pouting one. I haven't seen Jalen pout. Like, at some point, like, I need Sirianni to go to AJ and be like, dude, we're winning. This is not helpful. I know, we know, everyone watching knows, we got to be more efficient in the passing game. But, I mean, enough. We can't be spouting off after the game to Elliott because you don't get targets. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Joe, I love you to death, but I love how all of a sudden, AJ, you basically make it sound like AJ when they said quarterback stinks.
Kind of.
He didn't say anything.
He did. He said passing.
We can read between the lines, man.
He didn't say any of that.
No, hold on. No.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this question. I'm not doing anything.
Yes, you are.
I am being a grown-up in this situation. You guys are being childish. I'm trying to be the grown-up.
No.
Grown-up?
Okay. When that game ended, before AJ Brown said anything about anything, what was your feelings on that game?
The passing game stinks.
The quarterback missed open receivers all game.
Okay.
But I can say it.
Okay.
He's not allowed.
But listen, okay. Exactly what both of you guys said. When A.J. Brown was asked the same question, he said passing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, because of the way that you felt that's what he was saying.
Let me ask you
no,
a question.
No, that's him being – no.
Let
come
me ask
on.
You a question.
That's him being passive-aggressive and saying – because, Hugh, you know the kind of firestorm it would be if he specifically said – like, he only allowed the option
I do passive-aggressive
for anyone to think otherwise.
Hold on.
That was his out.
Would it be okay – let's spin it to a different team in the city, because we always argue about all these teams, right? If the Phillies lose 7-6, the closer gives up a home run late to lose the game. Bryce, after the game, they asked him, what's the problem? You guys are in a losing streak. The pitching. This place erupts because he's blaming the pitching.
I don't think, first of all, I don't think he would do that.
AJ's not blaming himself. He's not blaming the O-line. He's blaming, who's he blaming? Jalen, that offense coordinator?
When he said, let me tell you, okay, can I tell you how I felt when he said it?
Yeah.
Initially, I said basically the same thing you did, initially. But I was like, When I stepped back from it, I said, well, you know, we have been talking about the play calling for the last couple of weeks and how it's been anemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, maybe he's talking about a combination of both.
Is either
a good thing? You think he's saying that when he's running around wide open?
But see, this is the problem. Because AJ has a history of being a malcontent, or so he's perceived to be a malcontent. It's easy to put words in his mouth. And I don't think that's fair.
But is it words in his mouth?
He put the own words in his mouth.
He sat there. From what you know about AJ and how he has been, to me, he did the best that he possibly could to answer the questions without causing a firestorm. Because guess what happened?
But he did cause a firestorm.
Guess what would have happened if AJ would have walked out and said nothing? It would have been probably worse than it was.
But he could have danced around it. We need to be better. I need to be better. Like, there's a way to do it with telling the truth.
He was asked questions immediately after. He was clearly frustrated on the field.
Yeah.
And we all know AJ is not one of the best individuals at containing his feelings.
But we know. Mm-hmm. We've seen it for three straight years.
And let's keep it a bean. We know that when he's like that, that's probably the best person to go to for a soundbite.
So you're right, and it's a good job by everyone at Locker.
Shout out to ESP for doing his job.
Good job. We have evidence now for 3 years that these guys were whatever friends, but they're also like Jalen's a very reserved person. It seems to me, AJ seems a little passive aggressive. He just changed all his Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, he went to the Joker.
Right? Mm-hmm. Last year he was talking about he was tweeting and calling in WIP. He was upset. Sometimes you got to know the people involved, right? Like, and I don't know if these two are going to talk it out. They're supposedly friends, and yet it's gotten to this point. That's why I need the coach
and
to
that's
get involved.
Why
I need the coach
as,
involved.
As the quarterback, as the level-headed one, as the one that you just said is even keeled, it would be better if he did it instead of the coach.
Well, okay. But no, but why can't it be three steps? First, the coach says, let's figure this out. Then, I need Sirianni to fix this. Otherwise, what is he doing here?
So, like, all right, we're a math show, right?
Always.
Oh, we are. Yes. Since when?
I'm pretty good at math.
So, let's do some deductive reasoning here, fellas. What goes into the passing game?
I would say the
wide receivers,
offensive line, play call quarterback.
Yeah, sure. And maybe even a tight end or a good pass catching running back.
Sure.
We know that A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are excellent at what they do.
Check. Yes. Check mark.
Check. Offensive line, best in football.
Check.
Tight ends, solid enough, right? Like, they can block when they're healthy, all that. Yep. Saquon can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Check.
Okay, we have two things left here. We have an offensive coordinator who's calling the plays, and we have the quarterback. Now, let's do some more deductive reasoning.
It's a lot of deductive reasoning.
Well, it's just two.
Okay.
A.J. Brown is running around wide open.
So the play call probably worked.
The play call probably worked. That leaves us with one thing here, fellas.
And that's why you circle on your multiple choice test, Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so when Jalen said the passing game needs to get better, why didn't he just say, hey, I need to be better?
Well, he kind of did. He said it starts with me.
Okay, so he needs to be better. So if he needs to be better, then Jalen, hat in hand, say, hey, bro, my brother, I'm going to be better. I'm going to get you more involved in the passing game. Well, how hard is that to do?
But maybe he's trying and just not good enough.
Yeah, right.
And if that's the case, AJ's got to suck it up and stop making a scene.
If that's the case, then AJ has to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're sitting here and we're talking like this hasn't been addressed.
Well, I don't know.
And what I'm saying is if that's the case, then Jalen needs to be the one to address it.
All right, 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Donald in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Man, that was right on time. That conversation evolved right where it needed to be. It evolved right where it needed to be amongst the three of you. Because if there's anybody that needs to have a come to Jesus moment, if there's anybody that needs to sit anybody down, it's Mr. Hurts. Because if I'm AJ, there's no way after my targets get reduced and I don't say anything about it, and yet somebody thinks that I should say I need to be better about my route running and I'm wide open? No, because that's where the problem lies. It lies right there with Mr. Hurts. So, Joe, I don't think unless Nick can break Jalen out of that gun-shy thing, at this point of the season, I don't think there's much that anybody else could do but Hurts. Because that's what the problem is. The problem is when the passing plays are called, the ones that are called, because that's what I took from AJ. I didn't take from AJ that they needed more passing attempts. I took from the opportunities that was there that he wasn't getting the ball.
Yeah, I mean, to use a word, Hugh. Yeah, you're right about that, Donald. To use a word Hugh uses a lot, efficient, right? Like, they're not being efficient enough. They're wasting, if they're only throwing it 22 times and they're wasting 10 of those, it's hard to pass the ball.
Yeah, because that's why I can't really feed it now. Now, I can somewhat agree with you about him saying in public the way he said it. But as far as what he's saying, because I listened to Smitty about a week ago. A week ago, Smitty said, listen, when I was in high school, we ran the ball. So I understood how to make the most of my opportunities. And that's what you see with the both of them. When they get their opportunities, is that they are making the most of them. So I just think that it comes down to Hurts because we wouldn't have this issue if that wasn't the issue. We wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have all that.
Well, we wouldn't, Donald. You're right about that. And it does. It's almost like which side you're taking, like the you're trying to go from the back end of this and figure it out or start at the top. And Donald, it's a great point. I mean, Hugh, you're right. If they throw the ball better, everyone's happy. If you throw it at AJ, everyone's happy.
And that's it, man, because we all know what AJ is. Like, it's no secret. AJ is a star, and he wants the ball. Getting the ball.
That's fine, and maybe that works on Sunday. I just need this today, and as the week goes on, because I just feel like it's going to just build and get more uncomfortable. Like,
that's why, as the quarterback, you just go say, I'm sorry. You ain't even got to say, how many times have you said, I'm sorry, and don't mean it?
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I do it all the time.
Why can't AJ say he's sorry?
Because AJ, you have to know the people you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You have to, Joe. And I know that for some people, the principle of the situation makes it hard for you to say, I'm sorry. But Jalen's trying to get to Louisiana. We're trying to get to Louisiana. And if those two words, makes it easier for me to make that happen, then damn it, I'm going to do it.
It's amazing how the guy who wouldn't say sorry all summer is now just apologizing.
I apologize. Because I'm trying to get to Louisiana.
Oh, it's an agenda.
This couldn't have happened at a worse time.
I have an agenda.
This couldn't have happened. And it's just like, damn it, man. Can we get ready for the toughest game that we have coming up? Y'all want to start beefing now? Somebody need to say sorry to somebody. So we can get past this and get ready for Pittsburgh.
Well, I need the adult in the room to get everyone together.
It ain't about being an adult. It's about understanding the situation. It's about understanding the situation you're in.
I'm just saying
I'm sorry.
The culture-setting head coach can't be out of the way on this one. He's got to be involved. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to do today. Seth Jordan is going to join us at 11. Nick Sirianni's press conference will carry its entirety coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Elliot later in the show, including a bizarre revelation that he told yesterday on the afternoon show.
Another man's shirt.
Yeah, that was a lot. We'll get to that coming up. But make sure you stay tuned all show, because when you hear this.
Ho, ho. It's here's Hell of a Second.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
That bothers me every time I hear that.
It's one of my favorite intros we've ever had here. When you hear that sounder coming up later in the show today, call in for your chance to guess what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. We'll tell you the category. You guess. You ask us a yes or no question, and then you can guess. Today's winner will win two Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag. And if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, including a Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, original wood smoker chips, and a Weber Spirit 2 grill and 55-inch smart TV, all brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. We'll play that later in the show. When you hear it, call in for your chance to play and win. Bruce in D.C. is up. Bruce, what's up?
Kyle, Joe, Hugh and the crew, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
good morning,
Bruce.
How you doing? Oh, man, I tell you, man, I'm just like pulling my hair out over this whole – you know, controversy. It's just really just unnerving, and it's just really getting on my nerves and just frustrating. You know, just hearing people's different takes, you know, on this thing. Hugh, I'm with you on this thing. You know, if you go back and look at when AJ first said this was not a big deal, because it was basically constructive criticism on everything that we already knew. I've been saying the same thing over and over again, and it went back to the first quarter and how they have prosecuted and scripted the first quarter. And one of the things I think that's missing here is, and it's not talked about enough, is Shane Steichen, okay, and probably Sirianni. This was something that was bound to happen. It just happened in a game that it shouldn't have happened in, where they're getting off to these slow starts. The play calling sucks. It just plain sucks. And it's set up this thing that we're dealing with right now, okay? And it's not being talked about enough, okay? The pass patterns are too long. They need to shorten the pass patterns. There's hardly any movement. It looks like they're going back to a vanilla-based passing type of attack. And these defenses from these other teams are catching up to it, like Carolina. It's easier to defend, and the windows are tighter. But at the same time, Jalen, they are not addressing Jalen's issues on missing the receivers.
Bruce, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think defenses have kind of figured out this is what they're doing, right? They're running the ball more of that, and they're kind of – I'm trying to figure out the right word. They've made it more simple in the passing game. A couple days ago on ESPN, Dan Orlovsky called their passing game elementary. It's like they're not doing so it's like it's not complex. Defenses know they're not passing much anyway, and it's harder for them to, you know, they're kind of disguising things and making it harder on Jalen.
Right, and that's the 88-pound gorilla in the room. Now here's the thing. You know, I believe Sirianni when he said, hey, look, I'm interacting with them. They might have already addressed this issue, but I think in order to put this fire out, they need to somebody needs to speak up, whether it's Sirianni, to say, hey, look, it's already been addressed. We're good. We're moving forward to calm people down. I think that we're just being overreactionary and saying, oh, this is on the cusp of something that's going to, you know, happen like last year. I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. But it just needs to be – this thing just needs to be addressed and put to bed so we can move on and get ready for Pittsburgh. But I tell you what, they better get that first quarter situation together, because if they don't figure that out, we are not going to make it. They got too comfortable with the defense and the running game, and they just need to fix that, and that'll correct everything else that we're dealing with.
Yeah, correct. I mean, Bruce, in the last 25 years, there hasn't been a single team with a winning record or a playoff team that had less first quarter points. It's crazy. I mean, it's just like it's outrageous they still win like this. Bruce, appreciate it. We know they got to fix that. That's a smaller thing on the big thing now with this week with the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do today on the show. Hughes Holiday Stocking, when you hear the sounder calling for your chance to win a great price. Seth Joyner is going to join us on the other side. Very excited to hear Seth's take on this. Who is this on to fix? Is this on the players, these two in particular, Jalen and AJ, to get in a room and hammer it out? You know, Hughes calling for Jalen to apologize here.
Just apologize, man.
Just apologize.
Just say I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? For stinking?
Sorry for not getting you the football.
But he's not. I don't think he's not trying to get in the ball.
No, that's what I'm saying. He can say, hey, man, I do a better job. I'm gonna do a better job at getting you the football.
He should tell him, look, man, it's the holidays.
Percocet.
Molly Percocet.
All right, coming up, Seth will join us. Elliot later on the show on all this and the buttoning incident that happened in the Eagles' locker room. It's a What If Wednesday as well. 215-592-9494. And we'll carry Sirianni's press conference in its entirety in the 12 p.m. hour right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Make your first NBA bet a swish with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after already tipped off. You could pick up a W whenever. Now is the perfect time to get in on the action. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball betting with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this, when maybe the passing game isn't everything we wanted it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly. So I don't know.
Not too much conversation. Well, maybe a culture-setting head coach can help facilitate some conversation. Figure it out, Nick. Do what Andy Reid couldn't. Get the quarterback and the receiver on the same page. 215-592-9490. Well, listen. I'm not. Andy tried. I'm sure he just couldn't do it. Maybe he could like put him at this. You know, a few weeks ago, Kyle mentioned the idea if, like, they win the Super Bowl, is Nick the greatest Eagles coach ever? Like, maybe this is the one area he...
Defining moment.
This could be his defining moment. You know, around this time, 7 years ago, Doug Peterson had his defining moment. He got to the podium the day they announced that Carson Wentz was out for the season, and he made it clear they can win with Nick Foles. And then away they went. I thought that was Doug's defining moment. This could be Nick's. Like, figure this out. Get these two guys on the same page. 215-592-9494. Listen to this. Ryan Harris, former NFL offensive lineman. He was here for like 10 minutes in 2011. Mostly made a career with the Broncos. I think he was on those Super Bowl teams with Peyton Manning and those good teams they had in the early 2010s. Listen to Ryan Harris, the way he framed this situation and what it means about Sirianni.
This is the result of a coach that players do not have the most respect for. I mean, no one's going to take away what the Eagles have done. You mentioned their 11-2 record. But this is a team in the NFL that probably has the best leadership in terms of Jalen Hurts and other players. And what does it sound like if a player is calling out a coach in a post game, right? That's what it sounds like, right? Hey, we're not on the same page. And that what that means is when we're calling the pass, how we're calling the pass. Are we calling on a 3rd and 9? Are we calling a pass play that has 3 routes breaking at 5 yards? We're not trying, boys. I mean, that's what that sounds like. So what you're hearing and what's happening at the Eagles, from my opinion on the outside looking in, are talented players who know their coaching staff are not making the right decisions, and everybody knows they're running out of time to get that fixed. Because once you get in the playoffs, I mean, you're going to start seeing thrown helmets and people grabbing each other if it doesn't get fixed.
Mm. Whew. That's strong. I mean, I hear what he's saying. At first, I was kind of like, But when he talked about the time is running out, that resonated with me because that's the truth. We talk about it all. We got 4 games, and we still are. We went. You know what's funny about this and the timing of all of this? We went from last week with pundits on national television saying we are the best team in the NFL. And in 1 week, it went from that to, what was it, Why Eagles Why or whatever.
That was a good headline. Yeah,
it was like Why Eagles Why, and now we're talking about potentially derailing. And then it's funny, and I'm not picking on any fan that's, you know, calls into the show where they say, why we make much ado about nothing? I mean, it's a lot going on here. I think it's fixable. And I think the biggest salve for this wound is fixing the passing game. And how do you do that, Joe? I'm not asking anybody to go out and change the formula that has put us in the position that we're in. Mm. But what I am asking is this. This is a twofold thing. Say if AJ and Jalen don't talk, if they keep it cordial all week long, you know how I fix this, Joe? Simple. Throw him the ball.
Force him
no,
the ball?
No, I didn't say. See, this is where.
But if you predetermine listen, it's going to him, it
no,
sounds like
no,
forcing.
Listen. A.J. Brown, I don't care what the pass call is. A.J. Brown should be the primary receiver on every pass play that's called in this offense.
Yeah, but if the defense takes away the primary,
okay,
you got to go to second.
Okay, if that's the case. But, okay, let me play devil's advocate. It looked like on that second play of the game in Carolina that A.J. Brown potentially was the primary receiver because he was running a go route, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the quarterback can't read the defense.
And he missed
or didn't read the defense.
I don't know. I'm not making excuses for the quarterback because I don't know what he saw. I don't know what his field vision was. But I'm saying this. If I'm quarterbacking Hugh Douglas with his limited throwing ability – and his limited knowledge of being a quarterback. You know who I'm throwing the ball to?
AJ.
The open AJ Brown. That's my first read. That is, regardless of what play you call him, if I see AJ Brown, if he look like he open, I'm throwing the ball to him.
So your solution is to appease the pouting receiver.
Listen. I am trying to get to Louisiana. If I make it a conscious effort to target AJ and give him balls, that the catchable balls, and let him work, how's that appeasing him? I'm giving him an opportunity to go out there and do his thing. And if he doesn't do it, then I got to go back to what I'm doing.
So you're saying this from Jalen's perspective, because they could call the play. If Jalen doesn't throw it, what are the coaches supposed to do?
Yeah, he got to throw it. Well, like.
So you're saying it's the two of them. Like, Jalen just throwing the ball.
It has to be. He got to get him the ball, man.
Yeah.
They have to do it. And if that's the case, the offense has to be created enough. And I'm not saying do that to the detriment of the offense as a whole. But get him involved earlier in the game.
I got you. You're right. I mean, I think we all agree that AJ's first target.
That's an easy fix.
Yeah, his first target should not come with a minute left in the first half,
yes,
like it did this past Sunday. That I'm totally with you on. I just think it's got to start before then. Yes, targeting him more could lead to him being a little more peace. But I think it's got to start today. They're practicing
today.
They're meeting today. Sirianni's got to get these two guys in a room and say, hey, we've got too much at stake here for this to become a wedge.
And you know how you fix that too?
How?
Listen, sometimes you got to put your pride in your pocket. And I don't care. If this is one of those situations for me. I don't care who's wrong or who's right. If I'm the quarterback, because I am the leader, I am the face of the franchise, I would go to AJ and say, hey, gonna try to get you more involved this week.
You're gonna listen.
See, you're looking at it the wrong way. I'm looking at it like this. I am doing what I have to do as a leader. Sometimes, as a leader, you got to take a couple steps forward to move forward. A couple steps back to move forward.
I agree with you on that. That's all right.
But you know. What
I got
I'm
you.
Saying.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to, man.
I agree with that. But can I make the argument Jalen's already done this? He is a $250 million quarterback, and I'm not trying to tell you guys he's playing like it, but that's what he is, right? And at the bye, he sat down with the head coach, and he, whatever word you want to use, agreed, accepted. I mean, the coach basically said you're going to be a game manager, and he hasn't pouted once. The receiver's now the pouting one. I haven't seen Jalen pout. Like, at some point, like, I need Sirianni to go to AJ and be like, dude, we're winning. This is not helpful. I know, we know, everyone watching knows we got to be more efficient in the passing game. But, I mean, enough. We can't be spouting off after the game to Elliott because you don't get targets. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Joe, I love you to death, but I love how all of a sudden, AJ, you basically make it sound like AJ when they said the quarterback stinks.
Kind of.
He didn't say
kinda.
Any of that.
He did. He said
we can
passing.
Read between the lines,
he
man.
He didn't say any of
no,
that.
No, hold on. No.
Well, okay. Let me ask you this question. I'm not doing anything.
Yes, you are.
I am being a grown up in this situation. You guys are being childish. I'm trying to be the grown up.
No.
Grown up?
Okay. When that game ended, before AJ Brown said anything about anything, what was your feelings on that game?
The passing game stinks.
The quarterback missed open receivers all game.
Okay.
But I can say it.
Okay.
He's not allowed.
But listen, okay. Exactly what both of you guys said. When A.J. Brown was asked the same question, he said passing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, because of the way that you felt that's what he was saying.
Let me ask you
No, that's him being – no.
Let
come
me ask
on.
You a question.
That's him being passive-aggressive and saying – because, Hugh, you know the kind of firestorm it would be if he specifically said – like, he only allowed the option
I do passive-aggressive
for anyone to think otherwise.
Hold on.
That was his out.
Would it be okay – let's spin it to a different team in the city because we always argue about all these teams, right? If the Phillies lose 7-6, the closer gives up a home run late to lose the game. Bryce, after the game, they asked him, what's the problem? You guys are in a losing streak. The pitching. This place erupts because he's blaming the pitching.
I don't think,
AJ's not blaming himself. He's not blaming the O-line. Who's he blaming? Jalen? That offense coordinator?
When he said, let me tell you, okay, can I tell you how I felt when he said it?
Yeah.
Initially, I said basically the same thing you did, initially. But I was like, When I stepped back from it, I said, well, you know, we have been talking about the play calling for the last couple of weeks and how it's been anemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, maybe he's talking about a combination of both.
Is either
a good thing? You think he's saying that when he's running around wide open?
But see, this is the problem. Because AJ has a history of being a malcontent, or so he's perceived to be a malcontent. It's easy to put words in his mouth. And I don't think that's fair.
But is it words in his mouth?
He put his own words in his mouth.
He sat there. From what you know about AJ and how he has been, to me, he did the best that he possibly could to answer the questions without causing a firestorm. Because guess what happened?
But he did cause a firestorm.
Guess what would have happened if AJ would have walked out and said nothing? It would have been probably worse than it was.
But he could have danced around it. We need to be better. I need to be better. Like, there's a way to do it with telling the truth.
He was asked questions immediately after. He was clearly frustrated on field.
Yeah.
And we all know AJ is not one of the best individuals at containing his feelings.
But we know. Mm-hmm. We've seen it for three straight years.
And let's keep it a bean, we know that when he's like that, that's probably the best person to go to for a soundbite.
So you're right, and it's a good job by everyone at Locker.
Shout out to ESP for doing his job.
Good job. We have evidence now for 3 years that these guys were friends, but they're also, like, Jalen's a very reserved person, it seems to me. AJ seems a little passive aggressive. He just changed all his Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, he went to the Joker.
The Joker, right? Mm-hmm. Last year he was talking about, you know, he was tweeting and calling in WIP. He was upset. Like, sometimes you got to know the people involved, right? Like, and I don't know if these two are going to talk it out. They're supposedly friends, and yet it's gotten to this point. That's why I need the coach
and that's
to get involved.
Why
I need the coach
as,
involved.
As the quarterback, as the level-headed one, as the one that you just said is even keeled, it would be better if he did it instead of the coach.
Well, okay. But no, but why can't it be three steps? First, the coach says, let's figure this out. Then, I need Sirianni to fix this. Otherwise, what is he doing here?
So, like, all right, we're a math show, right?
Always.
Oh, we are. Yes. Since when?
I'm pretty good at math.
So, let's do some deductive reasoning here, fellas. What goes into the passing game?
I would say the
wide receivers,
offensive line.
Offensive line.
Play call quarterback.
Yeah, sure. Maybe even a tight end or a good pass catching running back.
Sure.
We know that AJ Brown and Devontae Smith are excellent at what they do.
Check. Yes. Check mark.
Check. Here. Offensive line. Best in football.
Check.
Tight ends, solid enough, right? Like, they can block when they're healthy, all that. Yep. Saquon can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Check.
Okay, we have two things left here. We have an offensive coordinator who's calling the plays, and we have the quarterback. Now, let's do some more deductive reasoning.
It's a lot of deductive reasoning.
Well, it's just two.
Okay.
A.J. Brown is running around wide open.
So the play call probably worked.
The play call probably worked. That leaves us with one thing here, fellas.
And that's why you circle on your multiple choice test, Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so when Jalen said the passing game needs to get better, why didn't he just say, hey, I need to be better?
Well, he kind of did. He said it starts with me.
Okay, so he needs to be better. So if he needs to be better, then Jalen, hat in hand, say, hey, bro, my brother, I'm going to be better. I'm going to get you more involved in the passing game. Well, how hard is that to do?
But maybe he's trying and just not good enough.
Yeah.
Right. And if that's the case, AJ's got to suck it up and stop making a scene.
If that's the case, then AJ has to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're sitting here and we're talking like this hasn't been addressed.
Well, I don't know.
And what I'm saying is, if that's the case, then Jalen needs to be the one to address it.
All right, 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Donald in Chester. What's up, Donald?
Man, that was right on time. That conversation evolved right where it needed to be. It evolved right where it needed to be amongst the three of you. Because if there's anybody that needs to have a come to Jesus moment, if there's anybody that needs to sit anybody down, it's Mr. Hurts. Because if I'm AJ, there's no way after my targets get reduced and I don't say anything about it, and yet somebody thinks that I should say I need to be better about my route running and I'm wide open. No, because that's where the problem lies. It lies right there with Mr. Hurts. So, Joe, I don't think unless Nick can break Jalen out of that gun-shy thing, you know, at this point of the season, I don't think there's much that anybody else could do but Hurts. Because that's what the problem is. The problem is when the passing plays are called, the ones that are called, because that's what I took from AJ. I didn't take from AJ that they needed more passing attempts. I took from the opportunities that was there that he wasn't getting the ball.
Yeah, I mean, to use a word, Hugh. Yeah, you're right about that, Donald. To use a word Hugh uses a lot, efficient, right? Like, they're not being efficient enough. They're wasting. If they're only throwing it 22 times and they're wasting 10 of those, it's hard to pass the ball.
Yeah, because that's why I can't. That's why I can't really
treated now. Now, I can somewhat agree with you about him saying in public the way he said it. But as far as what he's saying, because I listened to Smitty about a week ago. A week ago, Smitty said, listen, when I was in high school, we ran the ball. So I understood how to make the most of my opportunities. And that's what you see with the both of them. When they get their opportunities, is that they are making the most of them. So I just think that it comes down to Hurts because we wouldn't have this issue if that wasn't the issue. We wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have all that.
Well, we wouldn't, Donald. You're right about that. And it does, it's almost like which side you're taking, like the, you're trying to go from the back end of this and figure it out or start at the top. And Donald, it's a great point. I mean, Hugh, you're right. If they throw the ball better, everyone's happy. If you throw it at AJ, everyone's happy.
And that's it, man, because we all know what AJ is. Like, it's no secret. AJ is a star and he wants the ball. Getting the ball.
That's fine, and maybe that works on Sunday. I just need this today, and as the week goes on, because I just feel like it's going to just build and get more uncomfortable. Like,
that's why, as the quarterback, you just go say, I'm sorry. You ain't even got to say, how many times have you said, I'm sorry, and don't mean it?
Yeah, you do that a lot.
I do it all the time.
Why can't AJ say he's sorry?
But because AJ, you have to know the people you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You have to, Joe. And I know that for some people, the principle of the situation makes it hard for you to say, I'm sorry. But Jalen's trying to get to Louisiana. We're trying to get to Louisiana. And if those two words, makes it easier for me to make that happen, then damn it, I'm going to do it.
It's amazing how the guy who wouldn't say sorry all summer is now just apologized.
I apologize. Because I'm trying to get to Louisiana.
Oh, it's an agenda.
This couldn't have happened at a worse time.
I have an agenda.
This couldn't have happened. And it's just like, damn it, man. Can we get ready for the toughest game that we have coming up? Y'all want to start beefing now? Somebody need to say sorry to somebody. So we can get past this and get ready for Pittsburgh.
Well, I need the adult in the room to get everyone together.
It ain't about being an adult. It's about understanding the situation. It's about understanding the situation you're in.
I'm just saying
I'm sorry.
The culture-setting head coach can't be out of the way on this one. He's got to be involved. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot to do today. Seth Jordan is going to join us at 11. Nick Sirianni's press conference will carry its entirety coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. Elliot later in the show, including a bizarre revelation that he told yesterday on the afternoon show.
Another man's shirt.
Yeah, that was a lot. We'll get to that coming up. But make sure you stay tuned all show, because when you hear this.
Ho-ho. It's Hugh's Hello Second.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
That bothers me every time I hear that.
It's one of my favorite intros we've ever had here. When you hear that sounder coming up later in the show today, call in for your chance to guess what is in Hugh's holiday stocking. We'll tell you the category. You guess. You ask us a yes or no question, and then you can guess. Today's winner will win two Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, a water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag. And if you win today, you're automatically entered for the grand prize, including a Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, original wood smoker chips, and a Weber Spirit 2 grill and 55-inch smart TV, all brought to you by Jack Daniel's and Gerhard's Appliances. We'll play that later in the show. When you hear it, call in for your chance to play and win. Bruce in D.C. is up. Bruce, what's up?
Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
good morning,
man.
Bruce.
How you doing? Oh, man, I tell you, man, I'm just like pulling my hair out over this whole, you know, controversy. It's just really just unnerving, and it's just really getting on my nerves and just frustrating, you know, just hearing people's different takes, you know, on this thing. Hugh, I'm with you on this thing. You know, if you go back and look at when AJ first said this was not a big deal, because it was basically constructive criticism on everything that we already knew. I've been saying the same thing over and over again, and it went back to the first quarter and how they have prosecuted and scripted the first quarter. And one of the things I think that's missing here is, and it's not talked about enough, is Shane Steichen, okay, and probably Sirianni. This was something that was bound to happen. It just happened in a game that it shouldn't have happened in, where they're getting off to these slow starts. The play calling sucks. It just plain sucks. And it's set up this thing that we're dealing with right now, okay? And it's not being talked about enough, okay? The pass patterns are too long. They need to shorten the pass patterns. There's hardly any movement. It looks like they're going back to a vanilla-based passing type of attack. And these defenses from these other teams are catching up to it, like Carolina. It's easier to defend, and the windows are tighter. But at the same time, Jalen, they are not addressing Jalen's issues on missing the receivers.
Bruce, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think defenses have kind of figured out this is what they're doing, right? They're running the ball more of that, and they're kind of – I'm trying to figure out the right word. They've made it more simple in the passing game. Yesterday, a couple days ago on ESPN, Dan Orlovsky called their passing game elementary. It's like they're not doing so it's like it's not complex. Defenses know they're not passing much anyway, and it's harder for them to, you know, they're kind of disguising things and making it harder on Jalen.
Right, and that's the 88-pound gorilla in the room. Now here's the thing. You know, I believe Sirianni when he said, hey, look, I'm interacting with them. They might have already addressed this issue, but I think in order to put this fire out, they need to somebody needs to speak up, whether it's Sirianni, to say, hey, look, it's already been addressed. We're good. We're moving forward to calm people down. I think that we're just being overreactionary and saying, oh, this is on the cusp of something that's going to, you know, happen like last year. I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. But it just needs to be – this thing just needs to be addressed and put to bed so we can move on and get ready for Pittsburgh. But I tell you what, they better get that first quarter situation together, because if they don't figure that out, we are not going to make it. They got too comfortable with the defense and the running game, and they just need to fix that, and that'll correct everything else that we're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce, AJ, in the last 25 years, there hasn't been a single team with a winning record or a playoff team that had less first quarter points. It's crazy. I mean, it's just like it's outrageous they still win like this. Bruce, appreciate it. We know they got to fix that. That's a smaller thing on the big thing now with this week with the Eagles. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do today on the show. Hughes Holiday Stocking, when you hear the sounder calling for your chance to win a great price. Seth Joyner is going to join us on the other side. Very excited to hear Seth's take on this. Who is this on to fix? Is this on the players, these two in particular, Jalen and AJ, to get in a room and hammer it out? You know, Hughes calling for Jalen to apologize here.
Just apologize, man. Just apologize. Just say I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? For stinking?
Sorry for not getting you the football.
But he's not. I don't think he's not trying to get in the ball.
No, that's what I'm saying. He could say, hey, man, I'll do a better job. I'm going to do a better job at getting you the football.
He should tell him, look, man, it's the holidays.
Percocet.
Molly Percocet.
All right, coming up, Seth will join us. Elliot later on the show on all this and the buttoning incident that happened in the Eagles locker room. It's a What If Wednesday as well. 215-592-9494. And we'll carry Sirianni's press conference in its entirety in the 12 p.m. hour right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Make your first NBA bet a swish with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after already tipped off. You could pick up a W whenever. Now is the perfect time to get in on the action. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball betting with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.